Lord, we want to thank you so much for Christmas time.
主啊，我们为着圣诞的时间，我们来感恩。
We acknowledge that the greatest gift that the world has ever received is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，这个世界最好的礼物就是主耶稣基督自己。
We're thankful that he came.
我们感谢他来了。
And we're thankful that one of the responses that he came is that the world has turned Christmas time into a bit of a celebration time.
我们也很感恩，就是去回应他来，我们在世上有一个这样子的圣诞节来去庆祝。
And so we appreciate both the truth of it all, but we also appreciate, Lord, a little bit of a holiday in the middle of the winter and a time to relax a little.
主要我们为着这样的属灵真理，我们来感恩，也为着我们有这样子的一个假期来给我们休息，也可以来感恩。
When he came, the angels pronounced the possibility of peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
主要天使也这样的说，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And each of us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior want to thank you for the peace that you have given us and for the goodwill that flows from your hand to us regularly.
让我们为了你时常给到我们的恩典，我们来感恩。
So we're just going to carry on, Lord. We would pray that you'll speak to us tonight. We pray that you will teach us what we need to know, that you will encourage us as we consider your word together.
主啊，帮助我们今天晚上学习，也求你来借着这些话来鼓励到我们。
And so we give thanks now and seek your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们来为这一切来感恩，我们奉主耶稣的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good evening.
大家晚上好。
Good to see each one here this evening.
很高兴看到大家。
If you turn with me to John's Gospel and the fourth chapter, please.
如果你有圣经，请我们大家一起翻到约翰福音的第四章。
This is the story of water.
这是一个关于水的故事。
It's also a story of a lonely woman coming to draw water.
也是一个故事，就是讲这个一个孤独的妇人，她来去取水。
But above all, it's a story of the one who is the source of both living water and our material water.
而在此之上呢，就是那位他既给就是真实的水，并且和属灵的水。
Water is essential for life.
水是生命很重要的，很必要的。
You can go without food for they say up to 40 days.
他们说你可以40天不吃任何食物。
But water. We need water. We can only live for perhaps 3 days without water.
那但是对于水来说呢，你只能最多撑到三天。
Of course, in Vancouver here, we have no shortage of water.
当然在温哥华，我们就是不会觉得水很短缺。
That is the water that falls from the sky, either.Wet or in crystal form in snow.
那就也不只是说是那个下雨，也有很多下雪。
But Vancouver is a thirsty land.
而这个温哥华是一个很干渴的一个地面。
And this is a story about a woman who comes to a well to draw some water, but she finds the living water.
这故事讲述了一个女人，她来去取水，但是她却获得了活水，真正的活水。
So if you have your Bibles, let's begin looking at this chapter, this lovely story of this seeking, this, well, she wasn't seeking anything. The Lord has to draw her to himself.
对，这个故事呢，她就是这个妇人就在寻找，不，她其实不是寻找的，是那个主耶稣自己，她来去寻找到这个妇人。
Let us read verses 1 and 3.
好，那我们来读第一节到第三节。
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria.
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。
Now it's of great interest, to look at the different ways that Jesus dealt with different souls.
就是我们总是觉得很有意思，因为去看耶稣是如何去来，就是，就是对于不一样的灵魂，他有不一样的做法。
He's the one that made the human heart.
他是那个创造人心的主。
And so he knows the way into the human heart.
所以他知道如何去走进人心。
In the previous story in chapter 3, we find that Nicodemus came seeking the Lord.
在前面的第三章呢，就是尼哥底母他自己来去寻找主耶稣。
But in this story, it's Jesus who does the seeking.
而在这个故事里头呢，是主耶稣他自己去寻找。
And this was a special encounter.
这是一个很特别的一个会面。
How strange it was that this woman, who was an outcast, would be the very key to all the Samaritans' hearts.
就是很有意思的是，这个被可能被分隔开来的一个女，这个妇女，她是怎样成为撒玛利亚人的这个一个钥匙。
So, what he demonstrates here in this story, as we'll see, is the miracle of the second birth.
而在这里，耶稣展现的就是就是重生的奇迹。
And he's going to reveal more to this Samaritan woman of God's truth than he revealed to Nicodemus, the teacher of Israel.
他甚至会把这样子一个真理会显现的比给尼哥底母更加的清晰。
We'll see his marvelous wisdom. In this story.
我们会看到很令人惊异的这样的智慧。
Now in verse 1 we read, the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had made and baptized more disciples than John, though we read that Jesus himself didn't baptize, but his disciples.
第一节第二节讲到说，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
So last week we left the story, John the Baptist was baptizing down near the Jordan, and so was Jesus and his disciples.
所以在上面我们学习到，就是施洗约翰他也在约旦河施洗，而他耶稣的门徒也是在施洗。
Now John had not yet been cast into prison.
这个时候这个是约翰还没有被送到监狱里去。
So both John and Jesus and his disciples, they preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个时候耶稣和他的门徒也是同时在传讲天国的福音。
John preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the good news that the Messiah has come.
约翰所传讲的是他就是你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
So, rather than avoid appearing to the Jews andthat there was a conflict or there was some type of rivalry between Jesus and John, Jesus decided that he would go up into Galilee and preach the gospel of the kingdom up in Galilee.
所以耶稣可能觉得就是他就是有这样更就有很多门徒可能门徒之间会有一些冲突，那么他就离开了，就是他又离开了犹太，而去往加利利。
Now, if you know your geography of Israel, and you've probably all looked at maps to try to familiarize yourself with the land of Israel, at least roughly, you'll notice that where Jesus was baptizing down near the Jordan River, to get to Galilee, all he had to do was go right up the valley, the Jordan Valley,And then off into Galilee, he'd be in Galilee.
所以你如果在学习圣经的时候，你可能去了解一下这个地理，就是耶稣他被施洗在约旦河施洗之后，他如果需要去到加利利，他只需要去翻越这个加利利的这个山谷，他就可以到达加利利。
So, but instead of going up the Jordan River.Instead, into Galilee, he went up into the hill country of Judea and then up through Samaria, to go through the land or the city of Sychar.
所以耶稣并没有沿着约旦河直接去到这个加利利，但是他是去到了犹太这个多山的这个就有很多山的这个地区，然后他就是他也从犹太也要经过撒玛利亚，然后这个就是这个城的名字叫做叙加。
Now many Jews avoided that journey up through Samaria because of they'd have to go through the land of the Samaritans of whom they did not like. As a matter of fact, they hated the Samaritans.
很多犹太人他们会避免走这条路，因为他们会经过这个撒玛利亚这个地方，因为撒玛利亚他们是有很就他们会有些避讳这个地方，而甚至有些仇恨对于这些地方。
Now, what is even stranger is that the gospel of the kingdom.Being preached was just for the Jews, just for Israel.
就更奇怪的是，这个天国的福音只是
The gospel of the kingdom was just for Israel.
Okay, 就是天国的这个福音只是传给这个以色列。
He said.I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
他说我只是为了以色列的迷失的羊羔。
And he had instructed his disciples, don't go into any of the cities of the Gentiles.
所以他而且耶稣也教导门徒不要去到外邦人的城邦里头。
So now he has to take a hard journey.Up the mountains, you'd have to go travel up from the Jordan Valley all the way up the mountain to the top of the mountains in Samaria. And then go through the Samaritan countryside.
所以他，所以耶稣他要，一直要，一直往上走，一直走到山的最高处，就是犹太地，然后他又要，进入到撒玛利亚的乡村。
And why we might ask ourselves then the question, why would he want to go to Samaria, through Samaria?
问题就是他为什么一定要去到撒玛利亚呢？
It says that he must go through Samaria.
说他必须经过撒玛利亚。
The Father, of whom the Lord Jesus did the will of the Father sent him through Samaria to find a woman there by a well.
是天父告诉他。而耶稣是非常顺从天父的旨意，就是天父要他去到这个撒玛利亚。
The omniscient God, the God who knows everything, knew that a woman would meet the Lord Jesus exactly at the right time in the right place.
也就是无所不知的上帝，他知道耶稣会。将要在这个对的时间、对的地点，他会去面见这个妇女。
He went there not to announce the kingdom, but to meet a sinner.
他去不是说去建立一个王国，而只是去见这样一个罪人。
And so we read that in verse 5.
我们在第五节读到。
So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那一块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正。
And then in verse 7, it says, A woman of Samaria came to draw water.
这个时候说，就是有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
So Jesus, the picture is Jesus arrives first.
所以这个图像是耶稣他是先到的这里。
And he sat on the well.
他坐在井旁。
Hungry, tired, and thirsty.
又饿又渴又累。
Who was sitting on that well?
那谁坐在那个井旁呢？
The very one who had called the worlds into being.
是，就是那，就是将世界创造出来的那一位。
He had created the very stones that he sat upon.
他坐在了，就是那颗，其实就是他创造出来的石头上面。
He had in eternity past sat on the throne with his father. For an eternity.
在永恒过去，他一直坐在天父的座位旁边。
Now in his great humiliation, he has come tired and thirsty, sitting and resting here on the earth.
而他现在呢，就是很卑微的他坐在这个地方，又很累很渴。
And he's waiting.
而他是在等待。
It's noontime.
这是正午的时候。
The sixth hour.
在英文里头是说是第六个小时，时辰。
The sixth hour is not the time for women to come and draw water from the well.
一般来说就是其他妇人不会在这个时候来取水。
Genesis chapter 24, please.
我们来翻到这个创世纪的24章。
And verse 11.
24章的第11节。
Read about Abraham's servant.
这里是讲到的是亚伯拉罕的那个仆人。
He had traveled to the city of Nahor to obtain a bride for Abraham's son Isaac.
他是 去到了这个拿赫的城，为那个主人的儿子来娶媳。
And it says in verse 11, and he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water.
这十一节就讲到天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。
The time at noontime, the sun is directly overhead in those very warm and hot countries.
所以正午的时候，太阳就会就顶就是直直的在上面，它顶着晒。
Still in Africa today, when I visited there in Zambia, I used to see the women every evening as the shadows got long. And the air began to cool a little. The women would come out of the villages and they, with their water pots on their heads, they would go down to the well, down to the river to draw water from the river.
所以到今日也是如此，就是他在他去在 Eric 弟兄去那个亚啊不是非洲的那个赞比亚的时候，他在午正的时候是很热的，所以在傍晚的时候，这些女子她们会顶着这个水缸子出来去打水。
And they didn't come in one, they weren't, didn't come alone. There was a group of women, and they would, you could hear them talking to one another about the affairs of the day that had happened to them.
所以，他们来的时候并不是单独来的，而是一群女子一起来，就是他们会在路上会一起聊起来，就是今天都发生过了什么。
It was a time of communion where they would talk to one another. It was part of their society where they'd gather down by the river and they would wash their clothes, they would wash their dishes, and they would draw water then for their family.
这是对于他们来说也是一个社交的一个时间，他们在河边洗衣服和有就是有各样的聊天交谈。
How strange then for this woman, as Jesus sat on the well, he could see her, this lonely figure by herself carrying her heavy water pot.
所以我们这里可以看到说这是多么奇怪的一个景象，就是这个妇人她是单独过来，然后也是然后耶稣当时就坐在那里。
We learn later on why she was alone.
我们后面就会知道为什么她是单独一个人的。
She was a woman that had married five husbands in that village.
她是一个在那个村子里头与五个男人结过婚的女子。
And she was living with a man now, she didn't even bother to get married.
而她现在是和一名她并不是想要跟她结婚的一名男子同住。
She would not be able to join the women as they came out of the village later on in the evening.
没有办法加入到傍晚时期出来的一群女子，就是一起出来取水的队伍当中。
She would come to take her necessary water when she would know that there was no one else there.
她只是想就是在她知道绝对不会有任何人的情况下，她会出来打水。
When we think of the great grace of our Lord Jesus sitting and waiting for this woman to come.
所以我们可以想象主的恩典，就是他就坐在那里来等候这位女子过来。
As he watched her, no doubt his heart overflowed with pity and love for her.
在主耶稣看着他的时候，可以我们不难想象他是他心中流露出的怜悯和爱。
But she, when she looked up and she saw this man sitting on the well, she recognized him as a Jew.
但是这名女子她抬头看到这个眼前的男人的时候，她认出来，就通过她的衣服可以认出来她是一名犹太人。
She would recognize him by his dress, his clothing.
她是从她的衣着看出来的。
And probably the first thing she would say to herself was, oh no, a Jew.
那她可能就是她心里可能第一个想法就是 oh no, 是个犹太人。
A Jew, it's not bad enough that I'm hot and tired and alone, but now I'm going to be despised by this Jew.
那就是我现在出来不仅又很热，然后又很渴，然后我又要被这个犹太人鄙视。
But now we see the master soul worker at work.
那你这里
the soul winner rather at work.
所以你这里可以看到就是来赢得灵魂的主。
What's his word to her?
那他对耶稣对这名女子说了什么呢？
He says, please give me a drink.
他说请你给我水喝。
That's the words in the New King James is give me a drink, but the word there means a very sympathetic, please give me a drink.
在 King 这个 KJV 的这版本里头，他是说 "give me a drink"， 就是给我水喝，而他真正的语气是很同情的，而并且很有礼貌，就是说他说请给我水喝。
That's the last thing that she would expect him to say.
这绝对不是他所期盼的这样的一个话。
Verse 8 tells us that he was alone because his disciples had gone into the city to buy food.
第八节提到就是说耶稣是单独一个人的，因为他的门徒当时进城去买食物去了。
Now, when he asked her that question, that completely changes her whole attitude now towards this man.
所以当耶稣给他这个请求的时候，他当时一定就是对于就心里一下子有态度有个转变。
He asks for her help.
他在向他寻求帮助。
He puts himself under her obligation.
他是把自己的身位放低了。
What humility and grace and wisdom all wrapped up into one little phrase. Please give me a drink.
所以这句话蕴含着怎样的就是谦卑并和恩典在里面呢？
And so he appeals to her sympathy for him.
就是这个妇人就有了一些同情心。
He asked her to meet his need.
哦，就是耶稣在寻求他说，就是可以去满足一些他的需要。
He's going to show her later on her real need. But at first he initiates by saying, revealing his need.
在后面耶稣将会给他呈现这位妇人真实的需要，而这个时候耶稣在跟他展现自己的需要。
There's no rebuke, there's no question. He could have said, as many of us might, what are you doing here in the well at this time of day?
其实当然就是说如果说如果他说你这个时候在这里是干什么的，这句话是肯定是没有问题的。
He's got to probe her very deep, and so he's got to win her over to himself.
所以耶稣是真的看尽了他的灵魂深处，而他是想要他想要就是来拯救这名灵魂。
And the woman then says to him, in verse 9, then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
第九节就说
Verse 9.
Yeah. 撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
That phrase, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans, literally it means that Jews would never drink from the same vessel as a Samaritan.
这句话说说这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往，就是其实字面意思就是说，犹太人跟撒玛利亚人，他们不会从一个水瓶子里头喝水。
She's saying, you want me to use my vessel to give you a drink?
所以这名撒玛利亚妇人就说，你想说是用我的这个水瓶来给你一点水喝吗
？And so now she.He has her sympathy. He's going to win her confidence in him.
所以说这里妇人她是有了一些同情心，并而耶稣想要这里去获取她的信任。
But first of all, notice what he does. He speaks not in literal language. He begins to use non-literal language.
Non-literal,
yeah.
Yeah. 就是这里就是耶稣他在就是用一些非文本的这样的语言在跟他说话。
So, he says to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water.
哦，就是他说是就是不是很直接的这样子的一个回答。所以第十节就说耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
So he appeals now to her curiosity.
就这里就会激起了他的好奇心。
Two things there.
有两件事。
What is this gift of God? Does God give gifts?
就是神的恩赐是什么呢？神给恩，神会赐你礼物吗？
To the religious Jews and Samaritans, the gift of God, doesn't sound, they believe they had to earn their salvation.
而对于他们有宗教信仰的这个撒玛利亚人或者说犹太人来说，就是神的恩赐这个概念是不存在的，就是说他们要去征求去赚取这样子神的恩典，那神的就是礼物。
Just as she had to work so hard to get just water to supply her needs, now he's talking about a gift. God is going to give her something.
这个时候耶稣他不仅说是跟妇人再去求这个水喝，并且他跟妇人说，就是神有一样这样的礼物给你。
Now notice carefully what he says. If you knew the gift of God.
你知道他是这么说的，说你若知道神的恩赐。
Right away, her mind then goes to what is that gift he's talking about?
其实后面这妇人的反应就是说，这个神的恩赐究竟是什么东西
？But also, secondly, he says, if you knew who it was who says to you, "Give me a drink."
那后面就说和对你说，第二个是对你说给我水喝的是谁
？He would have given you living water.
你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
The gift of God, and now her attention is brought to him, who it is who gives living water.
所以这个从这个神的恩赐这里就转到就是后面这个人，就是说是谁给了这个活水呢
？He said, "I would give you living water. That's the gift of God."
耶稣就说我会给你活水，这个就是神的恩赐。
In other words, he's saying it's not just the water, but he's the very source of that gift of living water.
耶稣说他不仅会给你水，而就是耶稣自己就是那个活水的源泉。
Now, she doesn't understand this.
这位妇人当时并不明白这个。
No more than Nicodemus understood when Jesus said, you must be born again.
就是跟当时主耶稣跟尼哥底母说你一定要重生一样。
There was a well here. She could see the well. She'd been there every day. She comes to that well.
那对于这位妇人来说就是这旁边有口井她可以看到这口井她每天来这里打水。
But that well required her to come every day to draw from it to meet her needs.
那她每天都需要来到这里打水去满足她一天的需要。
So she's very curious now.
所以她很好奇了现在。
Her mind, he's talking about something that she has no concept of.
她在听一个就是她从来没有这样子的概念的一个东西。
But he's dipping his bucket, he's into her well. He's exposing her dry, empty heart.
耶稣在这里就是他呈现出妇人他心中这个很干涸的井。
And so, as he does so, she says to him, she thinks now, if you can do that, give me living water. She says in verse 11, the woman said to him, sir, you've got nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?
那十一节就说，这妇人就说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你又从哪里得活水呢？
The Lord has something to draw with. It's His wisdom.
就是神有他打水的器具，就是他的智慧。
He draws with his word.
他用他的话语去打水。
Then in verse 12, we read, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?
12节妇女接着说，我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们。他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Now, she said that well is deep, and I can tell you it is very deep.
妇女说，这个井很深，而我真的可以告诉你，这个井是很深的。
When I visited Israel at a time when you could still go through Samaria safely, I went to Sychar's well.
在我去拜访以色列的时候，还就当时还是比较安全的，可以去到撒玛利亚的时候，我去了这口井，这口在叙加的井。
Jacob's well is still there today.
雅各井还今天还在。
And so, what I did was I had read that this well was deep, so I wanted to test how deep that well was.
我知道这口井想必很深，但是我就想过去看看，就是测试一下到底多深。
So I did what I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't have done, because if enough people did it, the well would fill up with pebbles, because I took a small stone and I dropped it and timed the till it hit the water in the bottom.
所以他是怎么去测试的呢？那就是希望没有很多人这么做，但是就是他将这个小石子从井口丢下去，然后去那个记了这个时间，然后就想看这口井到底有多深。
And I timed it at something like 50 meters, almost 50 meters.
他计算出来的是差不多有50米深。
And originally it was apparently deeper than that.
那实际上应该是比50米要更深的。
I guess there were others with the same idea and we're slowly filling it up. Did you do that too, Mr. Summers? Good. How about the rest of you? Anybody else been to Jacob's well?
就说有没有其他人去过这个雅各井也去丢了个石子进去呢？
I think now it's probably guarded. You wouldn't be able to do that.
他想就是说，这可能那个地方已经被就是围起来了，你现在不能去那样做了。
Now, how deep is the human heart?
那人心究竟是多深的呢？
The word of God must probe the depths of the human heart before they realize, a person realizes that their well is dry.
神一定早已测量出了人心的这个深度，而他就是可以去知道人的内心深处是有多样有多么的干涸。
Jacob was a great man, and he dug that well.
雅各是个伟人，他挖了这口井。
And they were still drinking of that well 3,000 years later or more.
而那个后人，三千年以后依旧还在喝这口井里的水。
But Jesus is the source of a living water.
但是耶稣是活水的源泉。
He says, whoever drinks of that water, they're going to thirst again.
他说，凡喝这水的还会再渴。
But the water I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But she still didn't understand.
那他这个妇人还是没有明白。
Her desire, for something that she didn't quite yet understand is awakened in her heart.
就是他一直所不明白的这点，就是正在渐渐被唤醒。
Somehow, his gracious words have inspired a confidence in him for her.
就是不知道怎么的，就是耶稣的这个话使他就是他听起来是很有信心的，很有力量的。
She was believing everything he said without really understanding it.
所以这妇人她并没有在很理解的情况下，她渐渐的相信了耶稣。
And so she says to him in verse 15, Sir, give me this water.That I may not thirst nor come here to draw.
十五节，妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Really, it's a prayer, is it not?
那这真的是，这实际上是一个祷告，不是吗？
Lord, give me that living water.
主啊，请给我这样的活水。
You know, when we're a seeking soul, here's the word of God and the gracious invitation, and he prays. It's exactly just that.
实际上这就是一个正在寻找的灵魂，并和一个富有恩典的主，就是这样子的一个情形。
Lord, satisfy my great need.
主满足我最大的需要。
No more having a long, lonely walk every day to get water.
就我不用我不用再这样干渴，也不用来这么远的地方来打水。
Carrying her heavy pot.
每天拿着她很重的那个水罐子。
She was looking for lasting satisfaction.
他只是他在寻求就是他的这个满足。
But now he drops the figurative language.
他
He drops the figurative language and he speaks literally now.
Okay, 就是耶稣他现在开始就是比较就直接的在讲话了。
He's appealed to her sympathy. He's awakened her curiosity. And she has had a growing confidence in him.
对，在耶稣跟妇人对话中， 妇人有了这样的同情心、同理心，她有了，就是对，
A
it was
wakened
like，
confidence.
yeah，就一个对耶稣的信
A
心，
growing confidence, yeah.
嗯。
And now he's awakened a real desire in her.
而现在就是他有一个很强的欲望，
But now he has to reach her conscience.
而他现在需要去回到他的理性当中，
That living water cannot go into a defiled vessel.
就是这个活水不能进入到这个坏掉的这个容器中。
It must be emptied of sin.
他一定要是无罪的。
And so he says to her in verse 16,
他在第啊，就是到第16节。
Go call your husband and come here again.
耶稣说：“你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
Go call your husband. But in grace, what does he say? I want you to come back.
”他这句话虽然说的是，叫你丈夫也到这里来，但他实际上是说，就是说我想要你回来。
This is a necessary action, he says.
这是一个很有必要的这个动作。
But I want you to come. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
就是要叫担重担的要，sorry，I was trying to remember 啊，
Come, come unto me, all you who
对，就
labor.
是担重。烦劳苦当重担的，要到我这里来，我就给你们得安息。
The woman said in verse 17, I have no husband.
17节，妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”
In chapter 2 and verse 3, we had the story of the wedding feast.
在约翰福音2章的第3节，就是有一个这个婚宴，
And joy was gone because they had no wine.
这个时候酒用尽了，
In the story with Nicodemus, Jesus was telling him about the second birth, and Nicodemus in verse 9 says, How can these things be?
在三章，约翰福音3章，尼哥底母跟耶稣的这个对话中，尼哥底母说：“怎能有这事呢
In the verse 17 of chapter 4, we read the woman says, I have no husband.
？”在第十七节，妇人说：“我没有丈夫，
No wine,
没有酒，
no understanding,
我不明白，
and no husband alone in life.
我没有丈夫，我是单，嗯，是在在呃在在生活中是单孤零零的。
But Jesus can meet every need.
但是耶稣他可以满足所有的需要。
In verse 17, the rest of that verse says, Jesus said to her, You have well said, I have no husband.
在17节后面说，你耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
For you've had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly.
你已经有了5个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
You can detect the sorrow of that woman admitting, I have no husband.
所以你可以听得出来，这个妇人话语中的这个伤痛感。她说我没有丈夫。
Failure, as she looked back in her life,
他会觉得就是回顾这个过往的生活，他会觉得很失败，
Perhaps abandonment,
可能有离弃感。
but she kept trying. Her hopes were in a man.
但是他一直在寻，就是去寻求去抓住在男人的就是身上去抓这个希望。
She had tried to find fulfillment in a man.
他在尝试在男人身上去寻求这个满足感。
And had failed every time.
却一直在被失败。
So he completely exposes her secrets.
所以他这里是真的就是展露了自己的秘密。
Her life is laid right out bare now.
就是这个一整个人生在耶稣面前就是完完全全的是展露开了。
And he commends her for her truthfulness.
他是想要去。他就是他明白也就是他真的是去跟耶稣去讲真话了。
In that you spoke truly, he says. He commends her for that.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，就是他知道，就是说耶稣所说的都是真的。
She doesn't run away.
他并没有逃跑。
The light has shone upon her past.
就是这个在他的过去中照进了一束光。
We read in the previous chapter that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
在之前的在经文中说到光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
But in verse 21 of the chapter 3, we read, But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
但在第21节说到，但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Her poor wretched past is fully exposed to the light now. This man who is sitting on the well is now exposed everything that she is.
就是他的过去已经被完完全全的展露开来，而这个是这名坐在井边的男子，他去真的去揭开了这一切。
But he doesn't send her away yet.
但是并没有把他就是送走。
She had admitted His command for her to go call her husband had exposed her. Now there was no need for her to go and call her husband.
所以耶稣说，他本来说去叫你丈夫也到这里来，但是，但是现在就是展露开来，就是他不需要去叫丈夫了。
And she understands that herself, and she doesn't make any effort to go.
就是他也不需要去做什么努力去做。
But this man now that she's talking to, this is no longer just a Jew. She sees a prophet that was sent from God, a man who speaks the words of God.
所以在这个妇人面前，他不会觉得就是这只是一个坐在井旁的犹太人，而他是一个从神而来的先知。
Verse 19, the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
19节妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
And she's convicted. She's come to him. And she stayed there in the light of this prophet. And she stays there.
所以她确实认罪了，而并且她也看到了，就是这束光就在这里，但是她并没有走，她留在那里。
If she would have wanted to cover up her sin, she would have run away.
如果他想去遮盖自己的罪呢，他会跑掉的。
But now her dilemma is how can she get right with God? Here is this prophet, a man sent from God, who speaks the word of God. How can she be right then with this God? She asked the prophet then.
所以他的困境就是说，他知道这一切，他知道自己以前的过去。那怎样才能就是去 去纠正这一切呢？那眼前就是来自神的先知，那岂不是就直接就问他就好了
？So she turns to him for light and begins to question him.
所以说他就开始来问这名先生。
As a convicted sinner now, where could she go for sacrifice?
对，对于认罪的人来说呢，就是去哪里去献祭呢？
How could she get right with God?
那在神面前他怎样才能站，就是才能就是使这些罪得赎呢？
She knew this was a prophet because only God knows the heart, and this was the man of God.
他知道就是只有神能明白人的心，而就眼前这个人，他就是来自于神的。
So where could she go for sacrifice to get right with God?
所以我究竟怎样去哪里去献这个祭呢？去让我跟神和好呢
？So she's confused.
他很困惑。
She says, verse 20, our fathers worshipped on this mountain. She points at Mount Gerizim.
他在二十节是说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。他指的是那个
Mount Gerizim.
Not sure the
Gerizim.
Chinese. 就是他指着一座山，就是他们献祭的一座山。
Yeah, Mount Gerizim, the Samaritans had built a temple there one time and worshiped. The Samaritans were half Jews, half, there were mongrels. They were half of Jews, half others.
Okay, 就在这座山，我不太清楚中文是什么，但是他们这个撒玛利亚人在这座山上有筑建了一座祭坛，而然后有一半是那个犹太人有筑座祭坛，然后另外是其他人所住的。
Now the Jews had destroyed that temple 150 years before that.
那犹太人其实在几百年前已经摧毁了那座祭坛。
But the Samaritans still had an altar on top of Mount Gerizim that they sacrificed there.
Oh, okay. 就是但是撒玛利亚人依旧在上面还留有一座祭坛。
And then she says, well, the Samaritans, they sacrifice there, and the Jews, they say that, in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
他说我们的祖宗是在这山上礼拜，然后你们倒说就是犹太人说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
She's open now. Where can I find relief from my sin?
所以他现在很清楚了，就是说那到哪里才能去让我就是悔改这个罪呢？
The Lord Jesus is going to point to himself.
那耶稣基督是要指向自己的。
Now he says, verse 21, he says to her, Jesus says to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
从21节说，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实拜他。
Well, Jesus tells her that, the Samaritans, they didn't know what they worshipped.
就是撒玛利亚人他们不知道自己拜的。
The salvation, he says, is from the Jews.
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
All the Old Testament is a preparation for the coming of the Messiah.
所有的旧约的准备都是来预备这名再来将要来的弥赛亚。
There's a time is coming after all the prophecies have been fulfilled and the Messiah has died and been raised again from the dead. That's where the true worshippers will come.
所以在所有的预言将会实现的时候，弥赛亚都会死在十字架上之后，那就是那些真正的就是拜就是真正的崇拜者拜父的，就是要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
The Lord Jesus is pointing to a time when the veil of the temple would be broken from the top to the bottom, when the priesthood would be abolished, and when the true worshippers could come right into the very presence of God.
耶稣指向的那个时间点是在圣殿的那个幔子从上裂开的时候，然后并且在这个祭司祭司的这个系统被废除之后，然后 and then sorry there were three stuff sorry there was no more conscience of over there
yeah the priesthood the ceremonies the veil broken the ceremony stopped the priesthood gone
就是一切的就是这些献祭的这些仪式上都会废除掉之后。
And he's glorified now in heaven too. He's, okay. But the important thing here for him is he's there in person, the Messiah.
就是他就是那位弥赛亚，他在这里。
She still doesn't understand, of course, that's all in the future. He's talking about a future time when, after his death and resurrection, he's talking about that future time when the worshippers will worship in spirit and in truth.
所以他其实在讲述未来的那个时刻，就是就是他死而复活之后，然后真正来去敬拜神的，都是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
And then she thinks of the Messiah himself.
所以他就想到弥赛亚他自己。
In verse 25, we read, Then the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ, and when he comes, he will tell us all things.
25节，妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来。
So,
他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
So she had a belief in the coming of the Messiah. They're embedded in her heart somewhere. She had retained that hope.
所以在这位妇人的心底一直有一个期盼，就是她知道弥赛亚要来。
And so now the Lord had led her, as it were, to the very door of salvation.
耶稣就将他领到就是这个得救的门前。
He said, I am the door.
他说我就是门。
By me, if anyone enters in, they will be saved.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And so he had led her gently to that very place where now he could reveal himself to her.
所以耶稣将他领到了这个地方，就是他真正可以将自己的身份可以展现给这个妇人。
And then in verse 26, we read, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
在第26节说，耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
And then at that point, the disciples arrive.
在那个时候就是他的门徒回来了。
And they marveled that he talked with this woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek? Or what are you talking with her? Why are you talking with her?
就他们就很稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你需要什么，或者说你为什么和他说话。
But the door that was opened had been gone through by that woman.
所以但是这名妇人已经走过了这个拯救的门。
We read in the next verse 28.
你在28节读到。
She left her water pot.
她留下了她的水罐子。
That valuable instrument, very valuable to them. She left it there by the well.
就是对于她来说，这实际上是价值很高的一个东西，但是她就留在了那里，留在了井旁。
She was going to bring water back to her village. It was living water.
那本来他是要来打水的，但是他现在有了活水。
She said to the men, interesting, and she told the men in the city, come and see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Could this be the Christ?
他就对众人说，就是很有意思的。他说你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
That was the testimony of that woman. That was the miracle of the second birth.
这个就是这个妇人的见证，就是这是她的重生。
Living water was what she was able to bring to the men of that city.
活水就是由这个人他啊、由耶稣来带到这个城市的。
And later on we read about that the men came out of the city, the people came out of that city, they heard the Lord Jesus, they believed in him, many of them. On the testimony of that woman, what a stir that must have been when she went into that city with her testimony.
后面的故事就是有很多人出来之后，他们因着这个女人的见证，他们相信了耶稣。那就是他的这个 ，I kind of
What a stir that her testimony must have made in the city. They saw in her a changed person.
对，这个就是这个女人的见证是多么大的一个给这个城市带来的影响，就是因为他们看到了一个完全被转变过来的人。
They could hardly believe that this was the same woman that they knew that avoided all company. Now she's coming in public and saying, come and see a man. I finally met the man of my life.
就很就你可以想象，就是他本来是去躲避很多人，他没有办法见到众人，但是他现在他来到这个众人当中，他跟他们来呼喊说他遇到了这个人，遇到了这个就是对他很重要的这个人。
Whoever drinks of this water, verse 13, will thirst again, but the water that I will give him will be in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
四章十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。”
A beautiful story of the grace of God meeting the need of a poor sinner.
就是蛮有恩典的神，他来到这个有着很大需要的罪人面前的一个美丽的故事。
Let's pray and then we have time for a few questions.
好，那我们在回答问题之前，我们来做一个祷告。
Father, we thank you again for your marvelous grace toward us.
哇，我们为着你这样大的恩典，我们来感谢你。
Lord, you would spend an afternoon talking to this poor, lonely sinner.
主啊，你会为了这个很可怜的、很孤单的罪人，用掉这一下午的时间和他交谈。
Though there were thousands in Israel that needed to hear the message, but you spoke to one person.
主要有成百上千的犹太人，他们在城里需要听到这样的故事，但你却讲给了这个有很大需要的罪人听。
We thank you for your wonderful mercy and grace toward us.
主要我们为这样子很美好的恩典来献上感恩。
That you would love even me.
主啊，你甚至会爱这样子的我，
And give yourself for me.
也将你自己来给我。
We bless you and thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
主啊，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，Amen。
Amen. I'll ask Mr. Summers if you could come and perhaps join us and we can entertain some questions if you have.